flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
High noon here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. That was a tough moment yesterday for Mark Andrews.
Wow.
Anybody who bet Ravens money line, Ravens minus a couple of points.
That's an all-timer.
Did the over end up hitting in the game anyway? I think it did, so maybe it didn't cost you there. But
I think it just hit, right?
I'm sure there's some angry gamblers out there based on that result.
Always is.
Yeah.
Angry gamblers.
Yeah.
Not a lot of happy gamblers out there.
No, it's true. Those are one and the same. That's true.
Yeah, that was brutal. That was a tough go there for Mark Andrews. And I know how Lamar Jackson took the high road, obviously, no surprise. Yeah, hey, we're not going to blame Mark, and I had interceptions and or an interception and a fumble and all these other moments. And we had a lot of people say the same thing, like Lamar Jackson didn't play a perfect game. There's always a lot of reasons why a team loses a game. Nah, that's not how I look at it. I look at Mark Andrews. I look at it at the end. All right, you did all that stuff, all the good plays and all the bad plays all led you to that final 2-point conversion, and it was the easiest throw and catch possible. It's a 2-yard throw. There wasn't too much zip on it. Right in the bread basket. All you had to do is catch it and fall down. You dropped it.
Let's say, and now we're getting ahead of ourselves a little bit, but let's say he catches it.
Mm-hmm.
Tie game.
Mm-hmm.
Josh Allen has a minute and a half left. Josh Allen goes down. They get the walk-off field goal. Is some of the spotlight on Lamar for that? Because the two turnovers were very costly in that game.
Yeah, but I think at the end of the game, when there's not like one specific thing where it's just such an easy play, I think the big story would be Josh Allen won the game. Right, because he was getting a ton of credit anyway, and he didn't really throw the ball all that well. He had 2 rushing touchdowns, and...
No, Lamar outproduced him for sure,
Lamar,
but he also had the turnovers.
No, but I think in that scenario, because they had like a .144 left on the clock, so say they move down and they just kick a field goal, you know, Tyler Bass gets celebrated, but it's all going to be about game on the line, Josh Allen in that situation, and he wins it. And yes, some of Lamar's struggles would get brought up, but you don't have that one glaring play. We had a text to bring up Bill Buckner before. You could talk about like whether it's missed kicks where the kicker gets blamed, botched holds like Tony Romo, like just, I mean, even like the Wes Welker drop gets brought up a lot. That's not nearly as egregious as this.
No,
debatable whether it was a good throw or
correct.
Not.
Correct. I was going to say that was at least like 50-50 or you know, 60-40 or whatever.
Yeah,
where like
you could
not
debate
the
that.
Greatest throw by Brady.
No,
Welker should have had it, et cetera, et cetera. This was clear.
This was wild. And also a guy that fumbled earlier in the game as well. So it's not like, this is your only bad play. Like you had 2 of the biggest plays working against you. And, you know, it sucks. Like, that's the thing with sports. Like, there's many, many great moments, and these guys get held up as these unbelievable plays, but you're also going to have the other side of it sometimes, and that's what it was with Mark Andrews.
I think we're both Lamar guys. I think that's fair to say.
Yeah, I like Lamar.
But you're a bigger Lamar guy than I am. You've been advocating for him for MVP. Do you think he's ever going to win? Like, do you look at Lamar Jackson and go, that guy's going to win? Because the playoff track record is going to continue to follow him around until he does.
Feels like no right now. I mean, honestly, it feels like no because
they had a good team this year with a lot of help. Awesome defense. Derrick Henry.
Best running back he's ever played with. Best wide receiver he's ever played with. Defense kind of up and down. They showed the graphic earlier in the year or during the game. Was it the first 12 weeks of the season? They had one of the worst defenses in the league.
Yeah,
and then it became the best defense in the
league. From week 10 on, yeah, or whatever.
They were like week 12, it was like later. But it feels like no, only because is there going to be a year where he beats both Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes, and maybe Joe Burrow pulls it together?
Oh, I thought you were going to say Drake May.
Hell yeah, throw him on the list.
Yeah.
Like Justin Herbert, Drake May. Like the AFC is so loaded that he's going to have to beat two or three of them on the way to the Super Bowl. So, I mean, they're all still young, too, which is both like, oh, that's a good thing for Lamar. But then the bad thing is, like, so is everybody else he's competing against. It's not like it's all Aaron Rodgers where you're like, oh, they're all going to retire. And then it's his conference. Now, the AFC is loaded, and it looks like it's going to be loaded for a while. So if I just had to bet right now, I'd probably say no.
It's Lamar is 28. He's 3-5 now in his postseason career. Look, I don't think he's the reason, per se, they lost the game yesterday. But those turnovers, in a game that was relatively clean by Buffalo, those turnovers were massive in that game. The fumble led directly to a Buffalo touchdown. The pick didn't lead to any points. Mark Andrews had the turnover as well, mixed in there. So, yeah, you do start to wonder, because it's so stacked and because Lamar hasn't done it yet, I think it's fair to wonder if he's ever going to win. You could say the same thing about Josh Allen. Is Josh Allen ever going to win the big game? And in fairness to being critical of the quarterback, Josh Allen won the game. It's not like he was statistically overwhelming. He had a couple of rushing touchdowns, but other than that, very, very, very pedestrian numbers. In fact, he was outproduced by Lamar Jackson in a number of different categories.
Yeah, at least with, Lamar was in, the conference championship last year.
Correct.
Josh Allen's now going back for a second time. But it just seems like those guys are kind of fighting for second place right now in the AFC, which isn't even really second place in the league. It's more like you're fighting for third place, I guess, overall. But because it felt like going into the game, we both picked Buffalo, even though we said Lamar's got more with him. Now, no Zay Flowers, it hurts, but it felt like
home field advantage was an advantage for Buffalo yesterday.
Yeah, and that's one of the reasons why we picked him. Mm-hmm. And home field is huge, but handing the ball off to Derrick Henry when you can, especially in the second half when you got things going. I thought it looked like the game was over maybe at halftime. We're like, hey, it's just going to be Buffalo's day. And then things did turn in favor of Baltimore, only for them to get kind of yanked away again.
So Josh Allen, career in the postseason, 7-5. He could easily lose this week and be basically .500. But regardless, he's going to have
record. 7-5
in the postseason.
And 0-3 against Mahomes?
Correct.
So he's 7-2 against everybody not named Mahomes.
Correct.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds about right.
So, and he's 4-1 against Mahomes in the regular season, which I do think is Buffalo knows they can beat Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about this last week, Keith. We're like, who has the better chance to knock off Kansas City, Lamar or Allen, Buffalo or Baltimore? We both said Allen and Buffalo because they have done. Buffalo beats them in the regular season every year.
Yeah.
They're 4-1, and then they lose in the postseason.
It seems like the only person that can beat Mahomes is Brady in the playoffs.
Mahomes and Burrow did it.
And Burrow did it once, right?
Allen has not done it yet in the postseason. I don't know if this is Buffalo's year. We can get into whether or not it's Buffalo's year. They are going to have a year. Like, I am confident in that. I don't know that I'm confident that this is the weekend. I would love for the game to be in Buffalo as opposed to be at Arrowhead, never mind the refs in the Chiefs' back pocket, which I know a lot of you feel that way about it. Allen is going to break through and beat Mahomes someday. Manning ultimately broke through and beat Brady. He finished with a winning record head-to-head against Brady and Belichick in the postseason in his career. You can forget it or try to forget about that. That actually happened. So sooner or later, that should happen. You brought up the Leafs and threw it in my face. We're still waiting on that
one. Toronto Maple Leafs, this is their year.
Sooner or later, Allen is going to break through and do it, I think.
So I,
but
think,
I don't,
yeah, yeah.
I don't know that this is the year. I don't love that the game's in Kansas City.
As of right now, I'm picking Kansas City. Don't you think Brady Manning for this generation is Mahomes Allen?
Yes.
It probably should be Mahomes Jackson, because the whole idea early on was Peyton Manning was winning MVPs and Tom Brady was winning titles. Now,
that's a good point.
Mahomes
Allen,
has done both.
Allen doesn't have an MVP.
He doesn't have either.
Yeah,
he doesn't have a Super Bowl appearance. He doesn't have any MVPs. But we both acknowledge him as sort of his maybe his bigger or his bigger rival. And I think, they've played each other a bunch in the playoffs. They've had those incredible games before.
I mean, that divisional round game in 2021, I kind of forgot.
It's one of the all-timers.
I forgot the full final 2 minutes. I remembered the final exchange at the end.
Yeah.
Where Buffalo went up and Mahomes had 13 seconds to force overtime. I remembered all that. I didn't remember. There were four lead changes in the final 2 minutes. Both teams scored twice in the final 2 minutes. So that to me, even if I forgot some of the details there, that game and Allen really going toe-to-toe and staring down Mahomes at Arrowhead, going to overtime, losing a coin flip, and then losing to Mahomes, that's why, to me, that's the bigger rivalry.
Well, I think it is, too. I just think it's funny because of the regular season success. Lamar might have his third regular season MVP this year. I mean, there's a decent chance. He was first-team All-Pro, so, I mean, I think it kind of leans that way. But we'll see. I mean, Josh Allen's really close, so he could win it as well. But I look at those two guys. As the season was playing out and we were, who has the best chance to knock off Patrick Mahomes before the Super Bowl? I think most people said the Bills over the Ravens.
Yep.
Despite the season that Lamar was having and, Derrick Henry and that whole team. So they're saying it's the Buffalo Bills. But, man, they still got to do it in the playoffs. And if the game was in Buffalo, I think you'd have a lot more people taking the Bills, but it's not. So it's hard to bet against Mahomes. You could have made a lot of money the last couple of years when he was underdogs in all these games, just betting on Chiefs money line. You would have done pretty well for yourself.
617-779-7937. Did Lamar help choke that game away? Was it just about Mark Andrews? Did the Ravens choke it away more than the Bills actually won it? You can jump in on that. And I want to get your thoughts on this too. I think I know the answer, but I'd like to hear from you on this on the phones. Can you bring yourself to root for the Bills? I know you can bring yourself to root against the Chiefs.
Yeah.
Can you bring yourself as a Patriots fan to root for the Bills just for a week? You don't need to root for them to win the Super Bowl, which maybe is the way you can square it away. Can you bring yourself to root for Josh Allen and Buffalo? Because I know you can't stand watching the Chiefs and watching the refs have their back and hearing about a three. I know you can't root for that. Can you bring yourself to actually root for Buffalo and not just against Kansas City?
Yes. I'll tell you what.
I can. I like Buffalo. Yeah, I like Josh Allen.
So Josh Allen, I think, is a very likable player. Both he's a likable person, it seems like, for as much as we know him. But then just watching him, he's a fun player to watch. I think the Bills are just so not threatening as a Patriots fan because there was a 20-year run where you beat them twice a season.
Yeah.
And they've never won the Super Bowl. They're one of, however many teams that have never won the Super Bowl. And if you look through just the AFC, so forget about the Giants and the Eagles. But as a Patriots fan, there are so many more moments or players that you have a real, it'd be hard to root for the Ravens, let's say. Even though Lamar is super fun to watch, but just some of the stuff with, Harbaugh back in the day.
Yeah, there's more of it.
Ray Rice.
There's more of a history with Baltimore beating you in big games. And
the Flakegate stuff and all that nonsense.
Knocking people out.
So, Jets, you could never root for. Ravens, you couldn't. Steelers, you certainly couldn't. Colts, you couldn't. Broncos, you couldn't. Raiders, you couldn't. Chiefs now, obviously, you can't. That's half the conference that are all way worse than the Bills. The Bills are not a threat. Good for them. I hope they do win. And now
you hope they win the whole thing. Now, not just beat Kansas City, but win the whole thing.
Now, based on the teams left, because I would have said Detroit. Now I'll say Buffalo. Go ahead.
Yeah, you don't want to see the Eagles win. That's true. You don't want the Eagles to win. The Commanders.
Yeah.
No?
Not really. I mean, I guess you better than Philly.
You wouldn't want Jaden Daniels to win?
I hate the uniform.
Okay, I
hate the name.
I don't like the uniform or the name either, but
no, that'd be fine. Yeah. I'd put them second, though. Yeah, I'd rather the Bills win than them.
Buffalo more so even than Jaden. It'd be nice to have the play for all
rookie
the
quarterback win a Super Bowl.
For all
that's cool.
All the sit the rookie quarterback. You can't play them. You got to ease them in. It'd be nice to throw that in people's faces. Jaden Daniels won in year one. That would be nice.
And for all these reasons, we are going to get Kansas City versus Philadelphia in the Super Bowl a couple of years ago.
No, it's true. That probably
is definitely what we're getting.
The most likely Super Bowl we're going to get. So you guys can jump in on that. 617-779-7937. You think the Ravens choked it away more than the Bills won it?
Yeah, just based on the second half, the way things were going, there's a couple. They went for two twice, and you know me, I love going for two. However, the first time they did it in the third quarter, I probably would have waited.
So it's too early. That's too aggressive for you.
Too early. Yeah, well, just points. Unless you think there's going to be really no more scoring for either team, and maybe the weather played a factor. Maybe they kind of thought that. Maybe they're like, oh, our defense is doing well and their defense is doing well. We got to tie the game now. Because let's say you kick the point, you're down one. There's still 5.5 minutes left in the third quarter, I believe. Or no, whatever it was. 3 minutes left. It was third quarter still.
Yeah.
So then what? You know, if they kick a couple of field goals, now you're down seven. I don't know. I probably would have saved it. Or I would have just handed the ball to Derrick Henry.
It was a minute 37.
Oh, way less. Never mind.
When they scored. And yeah,
still
you're
third
right.
Quarter,
though. Maybe give it to the guy who you can't tackle, Derrick Henry.
Still third quarter, so I don't love the decision. But then the play call was stupid. Like, give the ball to Derrick Henry. Let him run through the line with the 300-pound Pro Bowl fullback in front of him. So they didn't do that. And then the way things were going, you had a chance to, you know, tie the game at the end. You hit your tight end in the breadbasket, and he drops it. Like, that wasn't good defense. That wasn't the Bills stopping that two-point conversion. That was a bad drop by Mark Andrews.
Yeah, so I'm with you. It was more of a choke job by the Ravens than it was the Bills winning the game. I do believe, and this is just what I believe, this is just what I think they left way too much time for Josh Allen. I think a minute 33 to go get a walk-off field goal when Bass had already hit from over 50 in the game. What do you need in that situation? 25, 30 yards to give yourself a shot? Like, that's not much. I trust Josh Allen to do that. But some of that's projecting. And if they did that, Buffalo, to me, would have won the game. This was more the Ravens choking it away. And to have Mark Andrews at the center of both of those plays.
Brutal.
Was a real,
I mean, brutal.
Real tough look. We got a text earlier in the show. He's now Buckner. You referenced this earlier.
Like, I kind of think so.
It's not that bad.
It's only because of the stakes. If
correct.
This was Super Bowl.
Yeah,
or
that's a big difference.
I know, but like this was a chance to, you know, keep your season alive. It's still the divisional round. Like, that's not nothing. That's a big moment. And, you know, just in Ravens history, I'm sure that is going to be one of those plays that gets brought up a lot. It's also no guarantee you win. I guess sort of similar to Buckner.
No, that's true. There's no guarantee you pull that out. I don't think it's that bad, but you're right. If that happened in a Super Bowl, if that happened maybe even a round further in an AFC title game, that is a lot different. Well, it would be different in a game you led to. Like, this was battling back. It is a little different than the Buckner scenario where you're winning the whole time. You're about to close out a World Series that you were ahead in, and instead you wind up letting the whole series flip away.
But didn't it seem like, you know, that first half, you're thinking, you're like, all right, it's 21-10. The Bills are doing a good job stopping Derrick Henry. You're like, wow, this one's over.
It felt out of hand.
And also, like, not as good a game as we thought it was going to be. This was the game that I was like, all right, this is going to be the one. And at that point, you're like, the other three have all been better than this.
Yeah.
And then Baltimore started to figure it out, and they decided to go for two late in the third quarter, like we said. So you're down two going into the fourth. So it was within reach for sure. And then, man, just a couple of really costly plays.
Independent of the MVP, which we've argued about before, now you can just get one guy. You get Josh Allen. You get Lamar Jackson. Who are you taking?
I mean, after yesterday, you'd have to say Josh Allen.
Well, I don't think you have to.
Okay.
I mean, the two turnovers
are bad for Lamar. Lamar passed it again. At least we've ended the stupid debate of, like, Lamar just runs. Like,
yeah,
no, he's a great passer. He threw for 41 touchdowns this year. The guy can throw the ball.
And his mobility frees up a lot of the throws he makes. Like, some of the throws he makes where he's rolling out to his right, buying time to throw back across his body.
Yeah.
I mean, you'll throw a pick like that, but he didn't have a lot of turnovers this year.
No, he made some good plays. And
the way he does that, though, is it's your running ability that leads to the throw, but that's something he does consistently that really impacts a defense.
But playoff record is significant. You and I both put records on the quarterback. I know not everybody does that, but, you know, you look at the – this is such a big swing game, you know, an extra win for Allen, another loss for Lamar. So yeah, I would maybe flip it. I still think it's razor thin between these two guys.
I just feel like game on the line, and this is an intangible thing. I have more confidence in Josh Allen coming through. And when it comes to the crummy weather, that is a factor with Lamar not showing up, or not winning anyway. Showing up is probably unfair. Not winning some of these games when the weather turns, whether that's just a temperature drop, whether that's conditions like yesterday, there probably is something to the big, giant, hulking quarterback who will run you over, as opposed to the guy who is a tremendous runner, an all-time great runner as a quarterback, Lamar Jackson. But he does have to run around you more so than run over you.
Yeah, I mean, the two touchdowns runs for Allen were pretty, you know, legit.
I mean, the first one was a gimme.
First one was just kind of like right in there, but you can run that. Like, you can dial that up, and it's sort of a given. The second one, obviously, there's a little bit more to it. But, I mean, Lamar had the ball down by 8 points on their own 12-yard line and just marched all the way down the field. And in those conditions, was it 10 degrees or whatever? You got a nice wintry mix happening. You can see the breath from all the players.
Yep.
But he just marched right down the field. Like, and they honestly probably scored too soon. Like, it was one of those things where had Andrews caught the touchdown or caught the 2-point conversion, that's what we would have been talking about.
Yeah.
But he went right down. Like, that was game on the line, Lamar Jackson. And, you know, he picked up some of it with his feet. He used his arm. Like, that was a great drive.
I am, look, I don't know what Baltimore should have done differently there, but I did feel like they left too much time in that situation.
I mean, I bet even the play call, they didn't think they were going to get that the likely touchdown. They're like, holy crap.
Is there anything to, when you look at the final teams, is there anything to Allen, Mahomes, Daniels, Hurts? Is there anything to looking at the mobility of those quarterbacks? Yeah. I know Lamar got knocked out. And does that give you a greater expectancy that the Patriots can be among those elite teams because Drake May has that element to his game?
Yeah, I think it's just a part of almost every offense now. That was one of the things when Tom Brady finally retired. It was like, all right, that's probably the last guy that's not going to be able to do that at all. And now there's varying degrees. Like, I don't think, you know, I know Burrow had that crazy long run this year, but for the most part, he's not a guy that does it, or like Stafford. They don't like fly around, and they're both still very good. But you can see what a weapon it is for all those guys. Mahomes right now, today we're spending a lot of time talking about how cheap some of the hits are and the calls are, but still you're picking up a lot of yards. Josh Allen, Jalen Hurts are both double-digit touchdown rush guys. And Jaden Daniels, I mean, you want a Heisman doing stuff like that.
So I don't get the crowd that says you don't want Drake May to be mobile. You don't want Drake May to be running.
No, you definitely do.
I get that you don't want him to get knocked out.
Obviously.
And he, I think, got himself hurt in the Chargers game. You can wonder if, you know, any of that's on him when he took the hit against the Jets. But he got knocked out of two games with blows to the head. Mm-hmm. One was in concussion protocol. The other, you thought he was well on his way.
Mm-hmm.
I get that. I get being nervous about your franchise being put in harm's way. But look at where these teams are at. All those guys run.
Yeah.
The final four quarterbacks, they all run. And most of the final eight have mobile quarterbacks. So to me...
And even with... sorry to cut you off. But even with running backs that score touchdowns in the Philadelphia and Buffalo's case, they still use those guys all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, Hurts stole 10 of them from Saquon.
It's true.
But even Allen, like James Cook had this great year. He had 16 rushing touchdowns during the regular season, but Josh Allen wasn't far behind.
So you can jump in on all this, the mobility of the quarterback, how it relates to Drake May. We'll get into Jaden Daniels, lessons you can learn from the Commanders, their building versus the Patriots and their building. Oh, and by the way, a rookie quarterback is one win away from being in the Super Bowl. I didn't think you were supposed to play rookie quarterbacks right away. I thought that was stupid. I thought that was a mistake. We'll get into Saquon Barkley. Are running backs making a comeback in the NFL? Plus, the Chiefs, one win away from being back in the Super Bowl. Mahomes is 7-for-7 on AFC championship games. Are the Chiefs lucky or are they good? Let's get into that right after Trending with Billy.
Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Travis Kelce, back and alive in the postseason, not washed.
No, he's doing all right.
I mean, let's see. Maybe he has a big Mark Andrews-style drop against Buffalo and we'll feel differently.
But he doesn't. No, so with him, it's like the last two regular seasons, he was under 1,000 yards, which broke his like crazy long streak. He was, you know, roll out of bed, 1,200 yards, piles of touchdowns, and was a machine. The last couple of years, even without Tyreek Hill, he looks kind of his age, I think, during the regular season. Like, there are still moments where you're like, how the hell is this guy open?
Mm.
He doesn't look like he's running all that fast. Every time they show the replay, you're like, is that even a route?
No,
like, he just kind of runs.
No, they're really not. It's like backyard football where he's just out running around. Yeah.
It's incredible, actually. Like, a lot of these guys, I know he wasn't one of the basketball players, but it's sort of like Antonio Gates, Tony Gonzalez. You watch him, you're like, what are they even doing? Oh, they're open and another catch. So he does that a lot, but pretty pedestrian. Like, how many weeks during the regular season just kind of crickets on Kelce? They'd win a game 21-12. Kelce would have four catches for 30 yards, right? He averaged under 9 yards a catch this year, and he scored three touchdowns in the regular season. But come playoff time, you're like, you better figure out where this guy is. Mahomes is going to throw to him. He's going to get open. He's got still has run after the catch, despite looks like he it does not look like he's very fast. But, yeah, it's hard to argue with playoff Travis Kelce.
It's another thing that feels very Patriots-esque about the Chiefs, not to be the millionth person to say it for the millionth time. But it's another thing that feels Patriots-esque where they kind of manage guys for the regular season.
Plays possum.
They don't need them September through December, but come January, you know those guys are going to be out there. And that is another thing that feels like the Patriots, as does basically a free ticket every year, not to minimize what they're doing.
No.
But a free ticket every year to the AFC title game. Mahomes is now 7-for-7. 7 years as a starting quarterback, 7 AFC title game appearances, which is unbelievable.
It's crazy and so important when the AFC is as loaded as it is, and yet they still find a way to, you know, take the first week off, play the Houston Texans in the divisional round, and rather than facing Lamar and Allen, face, you know, whoever's left. Like it's and you get to do it at home. Like they're set up to once again get there, where the last 2 years you're looking at them like, that doesn't look like the same Chiefs. Well, the results have been the same.
Yeah, so they're back. They're a win away from being in the Super Bowl. They're trying to become the first team, stop me if you've heard this before, to three-peat in NFL history. I feel like this goes without saying, but Keith, are they lucky or are they good? Because they do seem to get more than their fair share of calls, just like the Patriots used to, from the officials. They never score 30 points. Like it's not
this year they don't.
It's not overly pretty how they do it week in and week out, but they do it week in and week out. Are they lucky or are they good?
So I think they're good, and I know most people around here just say they're really aided by the refs, and that's kind of what it is. But the nonstop winning, and you have Andy Reid. I don't think there's a better coach in the league right now. Mahomes is still the best quarterback, despite not having the best season. That was, you know, Lamar and Josh Allen. But he's still a game-on-the-line quarterback, and it's not even close. Their defense is really, really good this year, too. They got a great defensive coordinator who might just be a D coordinator. We'll see if he ends up leaving, but their defense is really good. No, I think they are really, really good. It doesn't mean you can't complain about the calls. Feel free about complaining with some of the calls. Like some of those ones where if you breathe on Patrick Mahomes, it's a flag. But I don't think that's the only reason why they're winning.
No, I don't either. You want to hear some complaining about the refs?
Yes, I do.
I thought this was good criticism from Troy Aikman on the broadcast on Saturday. Let's hear a little more from Aikman, who I think, despite the crying about the refs, and you pointed out to me, Keith, maybe he does have a dog in the fight. He's not a Patriots fan crying about it.
No.
But he is a former quarterback who won 3 Super Bowls, and if Mahomes wins again, he's going to pass him by.
That's right.
And he's a guy who had a million concussions during his time in the league and wasn't protected like some of these quarterbacks. But here's Aikman's criticism, not afraid to go at the league and go at the refs, which I do give him credit for.
Personal foul, unnecessary roughness, defense number 39.
Oh, come on.
15-yard penalty.
Here's the end of it.
Yeah, I mean, he's a runner, and I could not disagree with that one more. And he barely gets hit. That's the second penalty now that's been called against the Texans.
And Troy, I agree with you. There's no forcible contact to the head neck area of him. The two Houston players hit each other. That should not have been a foul.
And if you, they've got to address it in the offseason. You can't, as a quarterback, run around and play games with defenders and then be able to draw a penalty.
Okay. So,
Oh, come on. You really don't hear guys say that, especially about the star player.
Look,
because you're ripping the refs.
Come on.
But you're also
ripping Mahomes to a degree.
In a way, ripping Mahomes. Yeah. Because like you wouldn't hear that with any NBA guy with LeBron.
Nope.
You just wouldn't. You wouldn't hear that with Tom Brady. You wouldn't really hear that either, because it's sort of a double whammy. Like you're kind of clowning on Mahomes for getting these calls and all that, putting himself in a position to get all these
calls. And you're
ripping
the refs in the
league. And you're torching the refs, too.
Yeah, so,
which is somewhat refreshing.
No, it is. And I think Buck and Aikman are the best broadcast team, you know, for that reason. I think, you know, Buck is good and rises to the moment for the play-by-play, and I think Aikman tells it like it is. So I like that broadcast team a lot. I will say, I don't complain as much about that missed call. I know Aikman was all fired up about it. Or even the Will Anderson one earlier in the game that was helmet to helmet, but you really needed to see a few different replays to get a good look at it. Where I have an issue with it, and I wonder if Mahomes has gone, well, I think he has gone too far, and I wonder if he's tempting fate, is when he's flopping on the sidelines trying to embellish and fool the referees into giving him a call, where he maybe gets shoved near the sideline, and now he's flopping, turning it into a whole nother thing. that to me is where I personally would save my criticism. If the refs miss a bang-bang call, that was a bang-bang play.
Yeah.
It's probably wrong, but it was a bang-bang play. If the refs miss that, I get it. There's a human element to being an official and a referee. When Mahomes is out there flopping around trying to draw flags, the same way I hated Marcus Smart when it was here, and I couldn't watch it when it was here.
Mm-hmm.
That's when it goes way too far, and now you're trying to fool the referees to make a potential game-changing call. That's where I get off board with
I hate that because he gets so many calls as it is, and it's sort of like you tip your cap and you're like, all right, that is superstar treatment. That happens kind of all the time, right, in every sport. But the way he manipulates it has to drive you nuts. And you wonder if some defenses are going to say, look, we're going to get our 15 yards almost regardless, so let's kind of get our money's worth on it. Because him stopping short on the sideline while there's defenders kind of running to the play, and then as soon as they get near him kind of flopping, it's the same element of like the Kenny Pickett fake slide, which they got rid of in college football. Because, I mean, what Super Bowl was it where Mahomes getting plowed on the going out of bounds, picked up. It was a huge play in the game. Was it the San Francisco one?
I think it was last year against the Niners. Yeah,
It was a massive, massive play.
This one or the first one?
No,
against the Niners.
First one. I think it was the first one.
Okay, sorry.
I think it was the first one. But it was like on the sideline. He was scrambling for a couple yards, and then they got even more. And so this one in the game against Houston, he's running to the sideline and then freezes. That's brutal. So now these guys are even more likely to try to take your head off. And, yeah, that part is really frustrating. I get it's a difficult spot for the refs. As much as I can't stand refs, you do want to protect your quarterbacks. The quarterbacks are what sells the everything. Like, they're what makes the league go. But if these guys are, like, messing around with it, it's already hard enough to play defense. This is making it worse.
Yeah, look, I'm all for protecting the quarterback. I'm not for quarterbacks flopping around trying to get calls and embellishing calls. Are you surprised the Eagles are, as of this morning, I'm reading from Pro Football Talk here, I guess I can refresh the apps, but as of this morning, the Eagles were plus 175 to win the Super Bowl. Chiefs were next, plus 240, Bills plus 260, Commanders plus 650. Are you surprised the Eagles are the betting favorite to win, or does that just speak to Buffalo and Kansas City as a toss-up game?
I think it's just more math. They're not heavy favorites, they're like 4.5-point favorites or whatever against Washington, so they're the much more likely Super Bowl participant. They're the most likely Super Bowl participant if you look at the numbers.
Yep.
Because I think that number will change. They'll become the underdog in the Super Bowl. But right now, you don't know who's coming out of the AFC. That's just how I read that.
Okay. Who is the favorite? Chiefs?
Yeah, I'm not going to bet against the Chiefs.
Until they get knocked off.
I'm not going to do it.
I'm not betting against them either.
Nope.
We'll see if ultimately they turn to plus money this week. I doubt it. It opened at a point. It's a point and a half now in favor of KC at home against the Bills in the AFC title game. It is the fourth matchup in the playoffs between Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen. Mahomes 3-0 head-to-head in the postseason against Allen. It's a rematch from that great divisional game in 2021 where they went back and forth. 617-779-7937. Let's go to the phone calls. Ray is in Rhode Island. Go ahead, Ray.
Ray?
Ray in Westerly?
This is you?
Okay. Let's put Ray back on hold. How about John in Maine? Hello, John.
All right, John.
Hey, guys. Is Jalen Hurts, is he kind of like, is his brain like a box of rocks? Did anyone get that? He's so slow in the pocket. I know he was concussed, but it was painful to watch.
I like Hurts. I just think they ask Hurts to do way less now that they have Saquon Barkley.
Do you think he's all right? Did you see the way he got twisted up at the end?
Yeah.
And then so he did the walk-off interview, he and Saquon. And they were like, how's your knee, basically? And he's like, I finished the game.
Yeah.
So that was rough looking.
Yeah.
I bet he plays. I bet they shoot him up or whatever. But, like, he got really twisted around.
I don't know. I mean, I'd have to, really go back and watch. I mean, is Hurts the best processor and the most accurate throwing quarterback? No. But I like Hurts a lot. And he's been to a Super Bowl. And he might be going back to his second. I like Jalen Hurts. I like him a lot. I think we were ranking playoff quarterbacks last round. We both had him 7 or 8. We both had him towards the bottom.
Yeah, true.
So, he's not my favorite quarterback in the league, but, I like Jalen Hurts. And it's another example.
AJ Brown likes Jalen Hurts.
Well, I do not.
Yeah, probably not right.
I do not. 617-779-7937. We can follow up on that game. Saquon Barkley, the impact he's made. Are running backs making a comeback in the NFL? And is there anything instructive to the Patriots and their team building? We'll get into that next. Well, safe to say Saquon Barkley is pretty good.
Yeah, nice little game for Saquon again.
Made a real real impact in that game. Two long runaway touchdowns. The second one, I would call it the backbreaker, although the Rams...
Rams are right there.
The Rams are right back in that game.
Holy smokes.
That was a crazy final drive.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're watching it the whole time going, if the Rams score before the two-minute warning, they're gonna, with all the timeouts and the two-minute warning and how it all broke down, and they ended up scoring way before the two-minute warning. They got the ball back, I think, before the two-minute warning.
Yeah.
So they had a lot of time to make that a game. It wasn't, you know, a runaway for the Eagles by any means. But, you know, you have to wonder watching Saquon Barkley, and to a lesser degree because they're eliminated, but even the movement of guys like Joe Mixon and Derrick Henry, you have to wonder if that veteran running back is going to be more of a commodity. It was 2 years ago where none of them got paid in free agency. Now they're getting paid, making an impact on some of the better teams in the league, led by Saquon Barkley.
Yeah.
Are running backs making a comeback in the NFL?
Well, I think they are, because I don't remember the last time we thought a team could legitimately win the Super Bowl with the running back being their best player. Right, because a lot of times it was guys like Saquon, but they were on the Giants, or Derrick Henry on the Titans, which they did make a conference championship, but I don't know if anybody really thought they were going to be a Super Bowl winner. And then they were really undervalued. They were bouncing around teams. Nobody was really paying them. And you're like, yeah, they're nice, but you can just kind of find another one. You know, even McCaffrey going to the Niners, that might have pushed things over the top. That might have been helpful. But they also had a lot of other guys, too.
And
like, they had a full offense.
And stylistically, he is so different, too. I mean, Barkley catches passes, he's not. But McCaffrey is might as well be a wide receiver.
It's just another way that, and this kind of goes against maybe my line of thinking about, you know, give me a quarterback who's going to throw 35 touchdown passes, and you got to light it up and do it this way. You know, as long as your defense is average and you have an awesome quarterback, you can win. I mean, that's one way to win. But Jalen Hurts threw 18 touchdown passes this season. Like, that's a low number, and yet they're a favorite in the conference championship game, and they're running back at 2,000 yards, and could have had even more touchdowns if it wasn't for Hurts' running ability. But, I mean, they are a team that says, we are going to run the ball. Our running back and our quarterback are going to run it at you. And, yeah, they have good receivers still, but their main source of offense is running the ball, and they're two wins away from the Super Bowl.
They are two wins away. They're the favorite to go back, meaning for their second appearance with Jalen Hurts there, not that Barkley was there for the first one. Saquon Barkley this year in 16 games ran for 2,000 yards, and, you know, he was pulled early in a lot of those games. Mm-hmm. I think people look at it and go, well, it's all about the offensive line in Philly, which they have a spectacular offensive line. They do.
Yeah.
But Jason Kelce, one of the best centers in the history of the league, walked away, retired at the end of last year. They had Jason Kelce a year ago. DeAndre Swift in 16 games barely broke 1,000 yards.
No, I mean, Saquon's special.
So to me, look, he was different in Philly than he was in the Giants because he had an offensive line and he has a better team around him. I acknowledge all that. But to just say anybody could do this behind this offensive line is crazy because DeAndre Swift a year ago barely cracked 1,000 yards with a better offensive line.
Yeah, no, it's completely different. Now, I don't know how many guys are like Saquon Barkley is the thing. So as interchangeable as some running backs might be, he isn't. Right? Like if Ramondre Stevenson, well, he has a hard time holding on to the ball. But if you just take like a couple of backs that are on bad teams and put them on good teams, like there might be, oh, their offensive line's better, their production goes up a little bit. But, like, Derrick Henry's kind of offensive line proof. Saquon Barkley's, like, offensive line proof. I think Christian McCaffrey is offensive line proof. Not all of them are. But, no, I just think it's interesting that it's another way to sort of attack things. Like, in 2025, I wasn't thinking that a, you know, essentially run-dominant team would be knocking on the door of a Super Bowl.
Well, and you said, you know, stylistically, if all these teams are going to play, you know, two deep safeties and they're not going to give anything up over the top, and you're getting more and more speed on the field because teams want to play in space in the passing game, the antidote for that could be a running back. And I'm not saying I'd take a running back before a quarterback. It's still a sidecar to the QB.
Yeah.
But when you're retooling this thing around Drake May, don't sleep on the running back. You know, O-line and wide receiver and maybe even some weapons on defense are probably still higher on the list. I'd like to upgrade at that spot. And Ray in Boston wants to jump in on this. Go ahead, Ray.
Hey. So after watching Saquon Barkley's electric performance over the weekend, which, you know, was awesome, I really need to question who the guy is who signed Ramondre Stevenson to basically the same deal as Saquon Barkley got.
Yeah, that'd be Elliott Wolf.
Yeah, that would be the Wolf Pack.
Yeah, that'd be Elliott Wolf. Yeah, that's a tough comp.
It's they're too similar. To say they're the same yeah. contract is inaccurate, but they similar. Are too similar for comfort. Ramondre got 4 years, $36 million, 17 guaranteed at signing. Saquon got 3 years, 37, almost $38 million, and 26 guaranteed at signing. So it was a heftier deal for Saquon Barkley, but those are way too close for comfort based on the return of investment there.
Yeah, one guy's getting benched by the end of the season. The other guy is on his way to being the Super Bowl MVP.
And I was okay with the Ramondre contract. I'll be consistent.
Yeah.
I was okay with it. But it turns out I overrated him. They overrated him. And there were better options out there in free agency. They looked at Saquon Barkley. They looked at Derrick Henry. I forget. Was Mixon was a trade and then immediately signed, right?
Yes.
In Houston?
Yeah, it was a trade.
So he wasn't a free agent, but you could have traded for him too. They looked at guys like that,
and
they
like
said
Pollard and Eckler and all those guys, yeah.
No, I mean, another good one. Like, Tony Pollard had a great year this year.
Mm-hmm.
So you look at those names and you go, nope, we're going to run it back with Stevenson. We like him better. And they were wrong about that.
Yeah, I wonder how Mike Vrabel feels about Ramondre Stevenson. I can't imagine he fumbles seven times and just keeps getting the ball.
No.
With Vrabel. I mean, we shall see. But, yeah, I mean, it was a big push for the running backs this year. We talked about the top rushing offenses. Now, again, some of that is, you know, if your team's winning, you're going to run the ball more in the fourth quarter. So these stats can be skewed a little bit. But Baltimore, who's now eliminated, had the best rushing offense in the NFL. But Philly was second and the Commanders were third. And, you know, so there's something to the running game this year.
No, there is for sure. And we talked about this, you know, the mobile quarterbacks is a factor there as well. The Patriots
yes.
have one.
Yep.
The Eagles advancing, does that hurt your A.J. Brown
wish? Yes and no, because I think it's with these wide receivers, it's not even necessarily about the wins and losses. Are they getting the ball? Are they unhappy? And what if they continue to play well and he's not a huge factor? Couldn't they also consider trading him?
Yeah.
Like, wow, we just won it and or got to the Super Bowl. He had three catches or whatever the numbers were. You know, Devontae Smith, the Slim Reaper, he's still good. You know, we got an unbelievable running back. Like, we have other ways to score. Maybe we can try to maximize this. So, yeah, I think you were probably rooting for, like, a bad performance and a loss. But as long as he's not a huge part of the offense, there's still a shot that he asked for a trade.
Does your view change on A.J. Brown at all? Based on having one catch on three targets against Green Bay and two catches on seven targets against the Rams. Does that change your interest level in him whatsoever? Do you look at him any differently?
No. I still think he's one of the five or six best in the entire league. This game, like the weather game, it was kind of, I don't know if you trust Jalen Hurts to be spinning it all around in that game. Less so against Green Bay, but yeah, no, I still think he's a stud and you could make him work here. I don't like. Do you look at him
well,
as less than?
The thing I worry about a little bit with him is the poutiness. And so, look,
get on the rock.
Well, right, and you're going to deal with that with a stud wide receiver and a diva wide receiver and a guy who needs the football. And the Patriots need to cut all the corners they can on talent. Mm-hmm. So, if you have a question mark with a player in his buy-in, a player in his attitude, comportment, whatever. If you have those questions, I'm willing to roll the dice on talent right now. But I think my question about A.J. Brown isn't about his talent level. It's about that.
Mm-hmm.
And if he's not getting the ball, how can it look? Is he sitting there reading? I know they're making a big deal about how he always reads the book
on
the sidelines.
Yeah, calms him down.
To me, that's more my question with him. But would I take him? Yeah, hell yeah. And hopefully his price comes down a little bit because he's not productive in the postseason.
Yeah, it could come down.
617-779-7937. You can jump in on that. Here on Jones and Keefe, we'll get back to the Commanders as well. Jaden Daniels, one win away from the Super Bowl. He was taken one pick before Drake May. Any comparison between those two, or is it just Jaden Daniels in a landslide based on the way things have gone this postseason? Plus, what can we learn from Washington and their team building a year ago? Not just with drafted players, free agents, but the coach they hired, the front office that they reworked, the coordinators they brought in. We'll get to all of that with your phone calls next.